Phoneboy Speaks, episode 975. Do people really want self-driving cars? Let's assume that we get through all of the issues with self-driving cars. There's a lot of legal issues to be sorted out. And there's also just getting more of them out there, right? I mean, we certainly Google has spent a lot of money on making self-driving cars, but there's lots of things that have to happen, right, before we start seeing self-driving cars more out there. But let's assume we sort all of that out. Are consumers actually going to want it? And I suspect the answer, at least initially, is going to be no, because there's a certain point at which it will be, it's a big change, right? I mean, we're used to having computers do things for us to an extent, but not driving a car. And I'll admit, I'm even skeptical, right? That I would necessarily feel comfortable with it, even though I understand the technology and understand that, yes, there might even be some new failure conditions that happen with self-driving cars, but on the whole, they're probably safer than me driving it. But that doesn't mean I necessarily want a computer driving me around. But, is the average consumer going to want that? I don't know, right? I mean, I suspect that there's going to be a huge amount of non-acceptance of this idea. And so, what does that mean, right? What does that mean for self-driving cars? Well, I think what's going to happen with self-driving cars is it's going to enable businesses to do things that they wouldn't normally be able to do because it'd be cost prohibitive, or it might change certain things like truck driving, right? Think about a truck driver. A truck driver is hauling cargo from point A to point B, pretty long drives, in these big 18-wheelers. And it's not healthy for the truck drivers. It's in terms of you're sitting there for hours on end. It's you're eating bad food. It's not so great for humans. Although for some humans, it's actually that's how they earn a living. So for those people, it's gonna when the self-driving 18-wheelers come in, that's going to be a problem, right? And I wonder whether society will even allow that. But I suspect that's one of the few. That's one of the first things that will benefit from self-driving vehicles. I can imagine some trucking system doing it to save costs and be able to get cargo from point A to point B faster. It's something that's going to happen. Now, I also think that that self-driving cars are going to change mass transit in places where it's not a large city, right? I mean, pretty universal, what I've seen is that large cities have a reasonable mass transit system, most of them. The biggest cities seem to have a much better ones than others. And that's because there's enough people to warrant the building the infrastructure and maintaining it and running routes and having routes going from point A to point B and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's enough people there to justify that. In some of the more rural locations, mass transit is not, it's kind of there, but it's very limited and not everywhere that you need to go potentially. Now think about Uber without human drivers, and maybe mass transit could actually be something like an Uber, right? So rather than if it's within an area, right, maybe rather than using Uber or something, you use something like it and say, okay, well, I want to get from point A to point B, and so a self-driving car could come pick you up and take you from one of these places, and it could be something that the state or county government could fund. Right, you'd have all these cars. You wouldn't have to have people. Obviously, you'd have to maintain them and stuff. And I'm sure there's all kinds of other things that have to get done. But I suspect that what's going to happen is that consumers on the whole are probably not going to be accepting of these self-driving cars, at least right away, and that it's going to be other uses where these things start getting used more, and then consumers will accept the idea, and then it will be I think it's going to be at least 20 years before we see that. I mean, hopefully by the time that I'm old and infirm and don't know and shouldn't be driving, that self-driving cars will be an option. But I think it's going to be a little while just before that is before that's a reality. I'm perhaps less optimistic, but I'm not completely pessimistic either. I just think it was going to take a lot longer, and the path to us all being in self-driving cars is going to be a bit, it's going to be a bit longer than some of the tech douchebags out there think, just because, yeah, not everybody's going to want a self-driving car, at least right away. It's going to become, there's going to be better options down the road. We get 20, 30 years down the road, maybe, but yeah, even though the tech is maybe ready, it's I don't know that humanity is necessarily ready for the tech.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.